has more special English to come. First, an agriculture report. Then the program, Science in the News. Many people around the world suffer from problems with their teeth. We tell about diseases of the teeth and gums and ways to treat them. Special English features are now on our internet website. You can find them at www.voa.gov/special.
This is Bill White with a VOA Special English Agriculture Report. People in the Cape Verde Islands near the west coast of Africa are using a simple, low-cost device to catch more fish. The device is known as a fish aggregating device. It is made from old automobile parts, pieces of cloth, and gas containers. United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization officials report that 17 fishing devices have been put into Cape Verde's waters in the past year. Jean Galinet is a fisherman working with the FAO project. He reports that the amount of fish caught increased more than 100% in more than half the areas where the device was used. The fish aggregating device has three main parts. A thick metal wire extends from the surface of the water to the sea bottom. A heavy weight holds the wire at the bottom of the sea. A colorful object floats on the surface of the water. Cloth material is attached to the wire. In time, the material traps small plants floating in the water. Small fish feed on the plants. Then, larger fish swim to the area to feed on the small fish. Because of the device, people fishing in boats know where to find these large fish. The effectiveness of the fishing device has been demonstrated before. However, each device generally costs $2,000 or more. That is too costly in many areas. FAO officials found a way to make a similar product at a lower cost. They used materials produced locally in Cape Verde. Automobile tires filled with heavy materials served as weights. Cloth from grain storage bags was used to trap plants. Empty gas containers were used as floats. The final cost of each device was only about $140. Mr. Galinet says the price of the device is so low that most fishing communities can pay back the cost after a month. He notes that in the past, five boats could catch an average of about 300 kilograms of fish a week. This was during the main fishing season. He says the fish caught increased to 7,000 kilograms in one area where the fishing devices were used. FAO officials say the effectiveness of the devices could lead to too much fishing in some industrial countries. But they say this is not a concern with the limited fishing common in Cape Verde. This VOA Special English Agriculture Report was written by George Groh. This is Bill White.